host of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Around about 9 o'clock, we had our first person give us a call that
you said you wanted. We got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if.
The radius really? Is fully engulfed. Flames about 300 feet in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
I find him terrifying.
Well, I hope you knew to use a condom.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our pitch. And we take you through the looking glass here on this program. Coming up tonight, more on South Park and the Muhammad episode that has everybody now at Comedy Central. Now they're nervous. Now Comedy Central, which we reported to you last night, it would appear that they have stood behind Trey Parker and Matt Stone. It appears now that no, they have not, that they have caved to the pressure and that they are bleeping out words that are not, by definition, obscene. They are not, by definition, indecent. There is no prohibition at the level of the FCC. Of course, there's no real prohibition at the level of the FCC for anything. The FCC doesn't put anything in writing, because if the FCC put things in writing, they could be sued. And if they were sued, they most likely would be dragged in front of the Supreme Court, and the commission itself would be viewed as unconstitutional. That's why the FCC doesn't put anything in writing. However, that having been said, the word Muhammad, which I'm saying to you right now, and yet it was bleeped as if it were dirty. We've reached a whole new level of weird in this country, man. And also coming up tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green will make a very, very brief appearance, and he'll be talking with us about crime in America, the criminal mentality and what leads to or doesn't lead to certain things. We have Rudy Canoza, who is the owner of a woman's lingerie store, to talk about the Lane Bryant ad controversy. Lane Bryant makes large size styles and fashions and lingerie for large size women. And in any event, their ad, their TV ad, has been pulled by CBS as well as Fox because they say it's racy. And that's because large size women, I guess, are large size. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhenryshow.com. We got live streaming audio and video of the show right now. Go over, look, see, love, do. Check out our archives. Jack Armstrong joining us from Minneapolis. Jack, how you doing?
Very good, Phil, and I recommend they go to your website. I like watching you do it in your program sometime. It's a lot of fun for that.
We're going to talk about South Park here, okay?
All right.
And South Park's latest episode was censored by Comedy Central, and the reason given for this, I haven't really read what their reason was. I'm going to assume they're fearful that there will be some sort of a violent reaction provoked and that these guys, Trey and Matt, may be the victims of it. Is that fair?
Well, I think, Phil, I've never in my life ever seen two employees like these two gentlemen, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. I know you have a lot of respect for them, and that's as it should be, but I don't think I've ever seen any employees of any company who have been told, we're going to protect you or we're going to show a measure of security for you because we feel that in our employ there might be some danger to you. I don't think I've ever seen those employees react in a negative way or mock the people that are trying to help them or otherwise denigrate the goodwill of the company. But that's exactly what's going on here, and I'm very confused by that. I feel that Comedy Central, you know, has an investment in Jon Stewart. They have an investment in Stephen Colbert. They have an investment in other comics that don't have the same political point of view, perhaps, as the Mr. Stone and Mr. Parker. Are they not allowed to protect their investment in that respect, too? So there's different things that we want to talk about.
Well, I want to get into that. That was a very interesting. I can't say that I really understand what you're saying, but I want to get into that nonetheless. By the way, we forgot to mention our affiliate spotlight tonight in Cincinnati, WQRT, and El Paso, KROD, this evening. Two great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Network. What do you mean they have an investment in Comedy Central has an investment in Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert? I understand that. What has that got to do with this?
Well, what it has to do with, I think, is more than anything else, the fact that Trey Parker and Matt Stone, as you pointed out, have somehow gotten the lion's share of attention there when it comes to being funny. They're probably viewed as the funniest of those entities that I mentioned, and they're conservative, or at least they've got what some people call a South Park Republican point of view. I'm a liberal. I'm a progressive. I like to see Jon Stewart. I like to see Stephen Colbert. I like to see those comics have more exposure. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with Comedy Central making a decision that could very well protect the lives of these two men, and by at the same time mute, if you will, what they do, so as to allow Jon Stewart, who is more progressive, to shine.
Well, you're now. This is different. You're saying that the Comedy Central is going to beep and otherwise otherwise tamper with the humor of Parker and Stone because they're conservatives and they want a little more FaceTime and love for their liberals.
Well, I wouldn't call it more FaceTime and love. I'm saying that Trey Parker and Matt Stone have done a movie. They've done two movies that have been wildly successful. They are considered the artiste as opposed to personality. And the difference between artiste and personality, the artiste are people that don't do a lot of interviews. There's a mystery about them. They're generally more highly regarded in the artistic circle. Personalities like Jon Stewart, who is perhaps a buffoon, maybe, I don't know. He does a lot of talk shows, and there is a cheapening of the image. I am a very big Jon Stewart fan. I have been very upset seeing his image cheapened, if you will, by doing a lot of the talk shows, and the same thing with Stephen Colbert. So I would like to see them elevated to this level of artiste, is the French pronunciation. In order to do that, I think you've got to take Stone and Parker out of the spotlight. Having said that, yes, the Muhammad controversy is serious, and I think that Comedy Central is reacting to that.
Well, what you're saying is, it just so happens at a very opportune moment, you know, that they're being...
I'm not saying opportune moment.
Well, yes, you are. You're saying a very opportune moment that these guys have been... targeted by some Islamic website, the credibility of which, the actual substance of which, I have no idea. I don't even know whether or not it exists. Maybe it's just too, you know, maybe it's like two old World War II veterans pulling a joke on the world or something out of their garage. But the point is that it just so happens this came along at a very convenient time. Wouldn't you say that?
No, I would never trivialize the... I say that Matt Stone and Trey Parker have a kind of comedy which is really not funny. I know you think it's funny, Phil. I know a lot of people think it's funny, but it's not Jon Stewart. It's not
liberal.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. No.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying it really is not. It's childish. It's boogers. And, it's booger. And the pee joke and this. And Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are not going to do this. And so...
Well, you're saying it's Beavis and Butthead and...
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're wrong, however...
No, I'm not wrong. I happen to travel in the circles of the people that enjoy Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. And yet Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert don't get near as much publicity as Trey Parker and Matt Stone because... and they're not held in the kind of awe and respect that Trey Parker and Matt Stone are because... They are too classy, and there's something in the media, the self-hating media, that doesn't want to elevate these men. So if you say to me, is it good that Trey Parker and Matt Stone were threatened by extremist Muslims, I would say, no, it's not good. Is it good for comedy? Is it good for the... show business, I would say yes, it is.
If it's good for show business, it means, well, how about if these two guys were killed? Would that be good for show business?
No, I wish you'd not be so ridiculous.
Well, but you see, Jack, that's really what you're saying. If Matt Stone and Trey Parker, something happened to them, God forbid,
that could only be good for the Jon Stewarts and the Stephen Colberts. Isn't that right?
I would not comment on that. I'm not going to comment on something as ridiculous. I hope that would never happen. I'm just saying that Comedy Central sees an opportunity to finally put the lid a little bit on these two rebel Bo Brummels and allow the two art I think they're artists Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart, excuse me, to shine brightly. Why not to take the opportunity?
What do you think of this idea that something has been censored from a television program that is not in any way, shape, or form a dirty, obscene, profane word?
Well, I don't think it's the first time, Phil. I think you're making a big issue.
It's not a first time.
Oh, it's not a first time. I think we've had times before. You're not allowed to say certain people's names for fear of a lawsuit. You're not allowed...
No. This was bleeped as the result of a threat of violence.
No, it was not. It was bleeped out to have the respect and the mutual respect and affection of the Muslim community.
You know as well as I do, Jack, the Muslim community didn't react to this episode.
I don't know that's true. You don't know that's true.
Well, I don't know what is true. I know that these two men had their lives threatened.
I'm saying, Phil, because you're a good friend of mine, and I think that Matt Stone and Trey Parker are very talented young boys. But let's face it. They've gotten a lot of publicity because they do a booger joke every now and again.
No, I don't think you understand their humor.
And that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert represent a progressive point of view and are, more often than not because of the self-hating liberal media, they're kept it down. I think it's refreshing to hear Matt Stone, Trey Parker, pushed a little bit off the front of the stage so that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert can come up. And I also think... the Muhammad community is upset with the Muhammad bear suit episode, and I think out of respect to them.
You're missing my comment. I think you know what I'm saying. This was a word that was bleeped out. It's not obscene.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well,
I know that a word was bleeped out so that our people are going to be treated with respect.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. He doesn't know. No. I've never heard a word bleeped like that was not obscene, profane, in that respect. And this word was bleeped out for one reason. One person caused that word to be bleeped out. One, as far as I'm concerned, this guy that wrote this blog. That's it. And one person exerted that kind of influence. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Jack Armstrong, and he is taking the point of view that the muzzling of the South Park creators, Parker and Stone, will be good because they're Republicans. It'll be good for Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. And it's out of respect to Muslims. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Bill Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. South Park, one of the most popular comedy presentations in the history of American television, last night bleeped out the words Muhammad and perhaps other things as the result of Comedy Central saying that those pieces of material were not suitable for air. Jack Armstrong joins us. And Jack, you are a liberal and progressive blogger, and you've contributed to HuffPost and to The Coast, and you do some polling for us. So it's no clear. It's no a secret. It's very clear to me whose side you're on, and I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying you're as much admitting that this is an opportune moment for Comedy Central to support the comedy of Jon Stewart.
Let me be clear, Phil.
And Stephen Colbert, both. So isn't this, I'll say it again, isn't this an opportune thing to have happened? For Trace Parker and Matt Stone to be threatened by Islamic fundamentalists, which means they have to mute what they're doing, and it means Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert get more FaceTime. Isn't that what you're saying?
Let, let, let me be clear, because it's unfortunate. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I like Jon Stewart. I like Stephen Colbert. I think they're funny. I don't think that South Park, it's got nothing to do with political. It's got nothing to do with political, what Trey Parker and Matt Stone do. I'm saying that it's fortunate, I think, that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, who do the kind of comedy that really points out what's wrong with the country. And let me tell you something. Those two guys are courageous. They've attacked George Bush, who is the head of a massive war effort. They attacked Dick Cheney. We don't know how deep that goes. So they've taken their chances. And everybody as much as Matt Stone and Trey Parker have.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me that Dick Cheney and George Bush are a big threat like Islamic fundamentalists?
I don't know.
Get serious. And you're saying these two... Okay, what has ever been edited out by Comedy Central for fear that Dick Cheney and George Bush are going to kill Jon Stewart?
I don't know. We don't know, do we? It's very possible. It's very possible that they came to them beforehand of a broadcast to say, don't say this or don't say that. I don't know.
You're telling me that George Bush and Dick Cheney might have killed Jon Stewart?
I'm saying to you, we don't know.
Well, I'm telling you that we do know one thing. We do know these two guys have been threatened.
And I'm telling you that Trey Parker and Matt Stone are threatened by the Muslims because we have a deep, deep, deep tradition in our country of respect for religion. And I'm very sad to say that these two men that made this cartoon, South Park, have decided to disrespect that tradition.
And they're talking about something far beyond religion, don't you think? They're talking about the politics of the Islamic fundamentalist movement, the terrorists that are inspired by it. They're talking about a global movement of violence. They're well beyond religion, don't you think?
I think that we've heard enough from those two.
Have we now?
Phil, listen. Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are very funny guys. They are terrific entertainers, and I'd love to hear more of their what they say about George Bush. Is all that I say. I think it's dangerous what they do, and they could. I think what they do is there's danger too.
Well, you haven't made the case at all. You know, you've said we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Alex in Fresno, California. Alex, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to say that, I disagree with the man you're speaking to. I do believe that this is an extremely political move to... I'm an avid watcher of the South Park show. I personally love it, and I think it's hilarious.
Well, don't you think there's a lot of the booger? Don't you think there's all this stupid booger?
But you know what? The bottom line of each show, yeah, there's some of that. But the bottom line of each show is not about that. The humor that they do generally pokes fun at what's wrong with this country, and the liberal, they make fun of a lot of liberal ideals, and I think it's hilarious because they do it logically. And if you watch the show, that is what happens.
Okay, and everyone loves them. They've done a movie. I think, Mr. Hendry, you were in one of their movies, right?
I did a voice in their movie, yeah.
All right, everybody, are they allowed to be considered geniuses when Jon Stewart, I think, is very funny? And what's wrong?
What you're saying doesn't make any sense. Are you saying to this man and others that it's good that Islamic fundamentalists threatened them and took their material and messed with it? Because Jon Stewart needs more publicity?
No. I'm saying look how bad that Trey Stone and Matt Parker are, that they got that people want to kill them. That's how unfunny they are. That's what I'm saying.
It's not about they don't want to kill them because of how unfunny they are. They made a good point that you could talk about they could talk about anything and it won't get bleeped. But the minute they say Muhammad, then their life's threatened and then they bleep it. That it had nothing to do with how unfunny they are. They have
they're
a
not funny to them
because
to the Muslim. They're not funny to the Muslim that wanted to kill them.
Well, all right, they may not be funny to them. They may not be funny to a bunch of serial killers, too. They may not be funny to child molesters. I don't know.
Well, you're not comparing. Mr. Hendry, you're going to have to apologize. Are you comparing Islam to a child molester?
I'm comparing anybody like these guys that threaten people's lives over the things they say on a comedy show. Yeah, I'm comparing them to child molesters. You got it. All right, Alex, thank you.
Extremists.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show as Jack Armstrong joins us, a liberal blogger who says that Matt Stone and Trey Parker, maybe it's good that they be taken off the air for a little bit because their conservative views almost got him killed, and Jon Stewart's funny, too. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Jack Armstrong on the line with us, a liberal blogger for the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos. As we look at Matt Stone and Trey Parker from Comedy Central's South Park, having a television show that they've done for years and years, and here are some comments that they made, and we also have some audio from the show so you guys know what it is that we're talking about. One of the quotes I found to be rather illustrative, if you will, and this was Parker and Stone commenting on South Park censorship. Now, understand that in last night's episode, even the words Prophet Muhammad were bleeped out. After last week's episode of the Comedy Central series sparked a threat from a radical Islamic website, and for all we know, it's only one guy. So we've had one guy. It's very possible. In fact, it's likely that one guy caused Comedy Central to crap its pants. After last week's episode of the Comedy Central series sparked a threat from a radical Islamic website, the network has cracked down for their own good. And these are the words of some ass sucker named James Hibbert at The Hollywood Reporter. Cracked down for their own good on creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone. The character of Muhammad was once again hidden by a large bear suit, a big thing that said censored, a large block that said censored. Every instance of the words Prophet Muhammad was bleeped. The Muhammad content is also not available on the South Park Studios website, which obviously means then that that website is owned by Comedy Central and not by the guys that created the series. A message on the site states, we do not have network approval to stream our original version of the show. We will bring you a version of episode 20 as soon as we can. Parker and Stone commented, in the 14 years we've been doing South Park, we have never done a show that we couldn't stand behind. We delivered our version of the show to Comedy Central, and they made a determination to alter the episode. It wasn't some meta joke on our part. Comedy Central added the bleeps. In fact, Kyle's customary final speech was about intimidation and fear. It didn't mention Muhammad at all, but it got bleeped too. And the reason why it was bleeped, that's a corporate thing. They don't want to be made to look bad, so they bleep. Corporate will bleep things if they think it means that they're going to look lame, not necessarily obscene. That's the kind of guys they are. In fact, Kyle's customary speech was about intimidation. It got bleeped. We'll be back next week with a whole new show about something completely different, and we'll see what happens to it. That was their comment. Here is, on last night's episode, Comedy Central bleeping out the word Muhammad.
You said you wanted we got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if it's really in there. It could be a trick.
It's no trick, dude. My friend and I went to the Super Best Friends and brought him here.
Then have him step out of the bear costume. You have until the count of 10. One.
Don't do it, Randy. If he's seen, we could get bombed.
Two.
Idiot, if he isn't seen, we're about to definitely get bombed.
Three.
All right, stop. We'll do what you say. I'm sorry, will you please step out of the bear costume?
All right, Stone and Parker say Kyle's customary final speech was about intimidation and fear. It didn't mention Muhammad at all, but it got bleeped, too. Here's that clip.
There is no goo, Mr. Cruz.
You see, I learned something today.
That's right. Don't you see, Gingers?
That's right, friends.
Now, you guys get the idea, but knowing network executives, they probably were sitting around last night thinking that was funny because they don't know what's funny, and so, you know, that's what they did. They bleeped out the final speech. Jack Armstrong joins us again. So what we had was a show that people really like, and it's been bleeped because of these references to Muhammad. You think Comedy Central is doing a good thing because it's going to prop up Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert's point of view. Tell me a little bit more, Jack, about your idea that this respects the people of Islam.
Well, Phil, you know, you've turned this into something that I was hopeful it was not going to turn into, which is a personality clash. You know, I'm just simply saying that Parker and Stone need to be reeled in a little bit. Their conservative point of view, their conservative type of comedy, which people think is funny. I don't personally think it's funny. Don't we have enough of Fox Television? Don't we have enough of Rush Limbaugh? Can't we hear a more of a liberal joke, the kinds of jokes that a liberal would say? You know, the Islamic people, in my opinion, were terribly misused and disserviced because of the cartoon. This is not a people. The Muslim people are, you know, they are a simple people. And
what? Let's forget about the Muslim people. Let's talk about this violent threat against these two men by this website.
You say a violent threat. I'm saying this is a simple people. They came up in a simple societies. They're not, you know, yes, they're educated. But we present to them this society that is very sophisticated, and we expect them to understand. But they don't understand, and they get angry, and they get violent, and so that's what happens.
They threaten people with violence, and then what happens then is that the society that you and I live in changes.
In what sense?
Because a primitive people, as you call them...
I don't say primitive as in Stone Age. I mean primitive, I mean simple. I didn't say primitive.
Well, you did say primitive, but okay.
No, I said simple.
I heard the word primitive, but nonetheless, because a simple people, shall we say, enter into America or see us from afar and don't understand us, we should heal too. We should do what they ask us to do in order to embrace them. We change. When we begin to do the kind of thing that Comedy Central did, and you know, I'll tell you something, Comedy Central is a private industry. It's a private company, I should say. It's owned by a private company. So they can do anything they want. But there is a trust that a broadcast, entertainment, media companies have. It's a trust they hold with the public, and that is that amendment covering free speech is going to be respected. It's going to be honored. It will be. It will always be held high, regardless, and that's the trust that the public has with all communication companies when it comes to news, all entertainment companies when it comes to movies or television shows. That the freedom of speech we have enjoyed in this country has been such a cornerstone, is always going to be held high.
You know something. You don't mind if you hold on for a minute. You know, that's a very lovely speech.
Why the cynicism?
I mean, that sounds good, but free speech, just as you have often so very often said, you can't say fire in a crowded theater, okay? You can't say fire in a crowded theater, okay?
Yeah, you can't say fire in a crowded theater, so what?
You don't understand. Boy, you don't get it, do you? And I feel sorry for you.
What? Wait a minute. I can't say fire in a crowded theater, so?
All right, so you can't say Muhammad in a crowded theater.
Because saying Muhammad is like saying fire in it. Why?
Because the people that worship him don't want you to disrespect it.
And disrespecting Muhammad in a bear, that's putting him in a bear suit and all these other things. Well, that may well be, and they may not like that. But again, this is America.
Well, you know, it's America for a lot of other comedians, too, like Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert. So I would hope that at some point, you know, this country will see the right way.
All right. Well, Jack, we'll stay on top of it. 877-876-PHIL. Stay on top of it, man. I know you'll be humping it. I'll be watching South Park next week to find out what kind of a show they got. Coming up, and to find out what else is going to get bleeped, and to find out what else scares the crap out of those people at Comedy Central, and to find out which side of the bread the butter's on, and to find out, you know, a whole lot of things. I mean, we lived through this in 2005 with those Muhammad cartoons, and the gutlessness. Oh my God! Because you suddenly realized what you had. You had a entertainment and journalistic establishment that had gotten into the business for the glory and the women and the money and the glamour, right? But they never really knew that the job also carried with it the inherent responsibility of holding this idea of free speech aloft. So that when that actually happened, these big companies, they weren't ready. They didn't have men in the jobs of responsibility who could actually, you know, give voice to that. They didn't have any real men. They had just these technocrats. So the New York Times and all of these broadcast companies, some of whom I worked for, decided to knuckle under, and they did not publish and did not give publicity to these Muhammad cartoons. And that, the Times is just one of many news gathering organizations and agencies that didn't do it. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. It's true that I did work on that movie Team America. I did a couple of voices on that film for Parker and Stone, and I talked to them about, you know, their success, and they both said to me one day, I'll never forget it, we're ready to go back to Colorado. I thought it was great because, and I'm not saying that that's not the guys they are today. I just thought it was great that they had achieved such success that two artists could tell the corporate brains at Paramount Pictures or at Comedy Central, you can take your whole freaking network and you can park it up your ass for all we care. We'll go back to Colorado and we'll, you know, do whatever the hell we do back there. You know, in fact, there was a running joke. I used to park when I went over to do some of the voice tracking for the movie. I used to park in the slot that was reserved for the Paramount movie guy. You know, the guy, the studio guy that they would send over to make sure that nobody was burning the place down and that they were hard at work making them billions of dollars. And I used to park in the Paramount guy's slot because I thought it was funny. But I asked permission. And the guys told me, yeah, go ahead, it's funny. So I would park in the Paramount studio guy's slot just to piss him off when he pulled in and he didn't have a place to park his Bentley. You know, and he'd have to go and, you know, around the block or down the street or some crap. It was just funny, you know. You got to have those moments, right? But they pay you to do what you do, and then they say, you better not do that because we don't really know how to deal with that. We're not real people. We're fake people. We're fake in that we know that we're involved in the world of art and entertainment, and what gets people really excited is sharp satire. But let's not be too sharp. Let's not be too creative. Let's not be too out there because we don't know what to do when you do that. It scares us. And we may lose our jobs. And if we lose our jobs, that means we lose our homes. And we lose our homes, we lose our wives. We lose our piece-of-ass Playboy Bunny wives. And then where would we be? So we're going to have to tell you guys no. And even if that screws your show up, it means you guys don't make any money. It means nobody watches it. It means eventually we have to fire you. Better you than us. That's the. If you guys think I'm kidding, I'm not. That is corporate think in all of its glory. And when push comes to shove, these guys, like Comedy Central or wherever, they're always going to make the decision that reflects least on their manhood, but most on their survival. It reflects least on their ability to back up their friends, their employees, the artist, and it will reflect most on their just holding on to their own you-know-what to make sure that nobody takes it from them in the middle of the night. So there you go, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I almost forgot that today was Earth Day, I guess. And the reason why I almost forgot is the same reason why you guys almost forgot. Like, who cares? You know, see what I'm saying? In other words, we already know. Oh, yeah, it's Earth Day. It's great. We know it's Earth Day. In fact, it's been Earth Day every day of the year for at least maybe 20 years. Every day's been Earth Day, from recycling to I got to get green to, oh, yeah, oh, man, do I got to get green. To the rainforests, to the Gulf Stream waters, this green land was made for you and me. From grassroots beginnings in 1970, Earth Day, and I remember the day I was walking out of class. It was my senior year at Arcadia High School in dear old Arcadia.
That's over Santa Anita, ain't it?
You got it. Santa Anita Racetrack.
Yeah, I went over there one time at an $880 daily double. $880 daily double.
$880 daily double when?
I don't know. Like it's a long time ago, you know. But an $880 daily double.
You just like saying $880 daily double, don't you? Because Exactas pay more and so do Quinella's.
I know, but it was, you know, $880 daily double.
$880 daily double. That ain't nothing now. Anyway, nobody goes to the track anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I was walking out of my senior class there at our dear old Arcadia, and it was Earth Day, the very first Earth Day, 1970, and all the kids had on green armbands, and they were all running to the student quad because, I remember, they'd gotten a band to play on Earth Day. It was the Flying Burrito Brothers.
What?
The Flying Burrito. You don't even know.
What are they? Is that rhythm and blues?
No, it ain't rhythm and blues. No, it was like country rock.
Oh.
So we listened to them, and then we went home and ate some hamburgers and threw the wrappers in the street. So anyway, from grassroots beginnings in 1970, Earth Day, which is how they pronounce it back east, celebrates its 40th, or if you're in Baltimore, Earth Day, celebrates its 40th anniversary today. It's blossomed into a global tradition. Organizers expect more than $1 billion to honor Earth Day in 2010. Organizers? What do you mean organizers? You mean the people from 1970? Expect more than $1 billion to honor Earth Day in 2010, but many will do so with Facebook rather than megaphones. As part of the Billion Acts of Green, an initiative organized by the Washington, D.C.-based Earth Day Network's Green Generation Campaign. Oh, God.
What?
It gets so green that I feel like it's not ripe to sort of play out a Woody Allen line.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. What do you mean? It's visual. It helps everybody.
Yeah, I know, but more than 30 million people will use social media to encourage green activities. One commentator on the Earth Day Network website named Elroy, for example. That's not a very green name, Elroy. You got a name right out of the pump jockey era. You better change your name, Elroy. That's the name that some guy who uses leaded gas. That's the kind of name he'd have. Anyway, Elroy, for example, plans to, quote, shower with a friend. Presumably to conserve water and electricity. By the way, that doesn't conserve water and electricity because you spend more time in the shower when you're showering with your girlfriend. And so you're using like twice the water or you're using the same water two people would use. So what's the big deal, you know?
Well, I don't understand.
You're going to be in the shower with your girlfriend. You can spend a little more time in there, you think?
Oh.
Kathleen Rogers, president of the Earth Day Network, said that everyone is part of what she calls the Green Generation, which marks the transition from the Industrial Revolution to the Green Revolution. We'll see. Well, I'm sure it's going to happen, but we will see what form it takes. And I have a stinking hunch that gasoline, it ain't over yet. I think gasoline's going to be with us for a long time.
No.
Yes.
How do you know? That's the one thing they're going to get rid of.
Nope. I think gasoline's going to be with us for a long time. I think we'll still use gasoline in things like, you know, big industrial trucks and in whatever the hell you use gasoline for. Like, not cars, but are you trying to tell me that we're going to have, like, armored personnel carriers on peanut oil or something like that?
What's that? Yeah, that's like in the Army, right?
Yeah. You think the Army, like tanks and stuff? No. No way, man. Gasoline will be around for a long time. And with any luck, there'll be lots of wars, so we'll use lots of tanks, and we'll use lots of gasoline.
What are you talking about? Everybody knows the war's no good.
I don't know that it's no good. I think it actually does some good every now and again. So keep some of the gasoline in case we got to go to war and blow up some of these bad people. We're going to need some tanks, baby. The campaign aims to make Earth Day's 40th anniversary the moment when the green generation comes together to address pressing environmental concerns such as the global fresh water crisis and global warming. Well, now, this is the first I heard about the fresh water crisis.
No, man, they must have had something about it.
Yeah. No, that is the first I heard that we had a fresh water crisis. Oh, you mean because of drought? And global warming. If we have a few more volcanoes, though, we can chill out that global warming, if we pardon the pun. And as far as the freshwater crisis goes, there's more damn fresh water now than ever before, man. We got it in bottles. We got it in flat. We got it in sparkling. We got it big. We got it small. We got Le Pellier. We got Calistoga. We got any Green Springs. The idea that we can all belong to something is what's exciting people and what's making them want to join, Rogers said. Join a football team. The idea that we can all belong to something.
What's so funny about that? She's trying to make everybody green and everything.
Even you're laughing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
Damn right it's funny. I feel like I'm having a stroke. This is so funny. Anyway, so today's Green Day or Earth Day or whatever the hell we're going to be calling it in another year. Congratulations, you guys. And coming up, your calls still to come with Rudy Canoza, who's going to be stopping by talking about the Lane Bryant controversy. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.